great. Harper's going to walk through the transportation improvement program and talk about the projects that are on it. Many of the projects are carryovers from years past, but there's a couple that are new. And then Greg's going to walk through the 60% plans for our downtown project and talk about some of the ideas that were incorporated from the public feedback, our time frame, the way that DOT is having an impact on the project, etc. And with that, I'd yield the floor to Harper. He can update you on the six-year transportation improvement.
Good evening, council members. So we are actually required this transportation improvement program passed by the council under an ordinance as a law. So what basically is that this is a KIP program from the city that gets incorporated into the Washington County state program, and it has to be passed by June 30th of every year. The major reason for passing the KIP is that once you pass the KIP and it gets incorporated into the state program, then we can apply for the future grants or any funding that's available by the state. If it's not in the KIP program, it's hard to get grants and funding from the state as well as federal dollars. So the purpose is required by the law, must adopt by June 30th of every year, identifies current and future projects, representative funding types identified, and should be consistent with our comprehensive plan. So I do have a list of all the projects, right, that are fully funded, partially funded, as well as, you know, unfunded. The unfunded list is made because in case if there is any funding or anything available from the state or federal, if this is in the KIP program, as I said, then we can apply for the fundings. It gets it easy for us to apply for the grant programs. And I'll walk through each individual slides. So railroad grade preparation project, that is basically like fully is funded through the washout funding as well as the raised grant funding. This is basically the grade separation project for the railroad. The second project is the downtown revitalization project from Monty Street to Clark Street, which we are currently working on. So the phase one is from Monty Street Parkway. Then we'll move on to the next one. And Greg will be explaining on the 60% design for the whole project. Peaceful Elevate, that's been, we do have funding, but we are postponing until the year 2030 because we still have a lot of hoops that we need to figure out before we can actually proceed with the construction of this project. The ADA transition plan, this is basically is the inventory of the public vehicle and pedestrians plan for compliance with the ADA Act. We do have funding for this one, and this is going as required. The U Avenue, that's the pipeline to use avenue. We are currently in the design phase. We anticipate to complete the design by 2025 and construction in 2026.
Really quick with that, I noticed in our packet with FEMA, just $0. Is that?
No, it's a. We still have to get, we did receive the funds actually. I'll put it on how much we actually got, right? Okay.
Deputy Mayor.
Yeah.
As a round number, around 262,000 for U Avenue, yeah, from FEMA is what, about the number that we can expect.
Pavement preservation project is an ongoing project every year. We usually have $100,000, right? This is the basically patching or the, you know, overlaying, grinding for any of the streets that we think, you know, we can get it done. Peaceful Community Trail Phase 3, that's from Hughes Avenue to Bell Avenue. That's a trail on the east side of Bell Road. That is in project. D Street improvements, that's 14th Street to 16th Street intersection. So we're basically trying to get rid of this S curve up here and make it straight, intersection 90. Citywide traffic and pedestrian safety improvement, that's annually. And this is throughout the city, wherever it is required. Paving overlay from F Street to 3rd Street, that's the back of the Starbucks. If you look at this section, basically all the way starting from here, it's all base area with elevated cracking. So we're trying to do the dining and paving overlay on the whole of F and 3rd Street. That's the back of the Starbucks. So these are the projects that we have actually in the tip right now. So any questions?
Yes, I'm quite sure. In the Salish neighborhood, we have quite a few sidewalks that are very much damaged by the tree roots, you know, as much as like 3 inches off. Is any of that included in here, having those well down?
Yeah, so if you look at the sidewalk pavement preservation plan,
that's
over there. For preservation plan, this should be this one actually, area transition plan. This includes some of the sidewalks too.
Okay. With the perfect for ADA transition plan, are we planning to do this at the same time as downtown revitalization, or does it make sense to do both of these at the same time, or are they going to be completely separate projects?
They are separate projects.
Downtown?
No. The downtown will be
mostly with the
downtown projects, but anything that's other than downtown will be done separately.
Deputy Mayor?
Yeah. What we won't do is spend money on sidewalk that we plan to replace. So anything that we grind downtown will not be touched by the project. That way we don't spend money twice.
Is the sidewalk going to be stamped? Is it going to be stamped concrete down
there? Deputy Mayor?
Probably not. That will come up here in our design. We're working through what the crosswalks, there's potential that the crosswalks could be stamped. But DOT is posturing on some of that, and Greg will tell you more about that here in about 5 or 10 minutes. I had a procedure this morning in my neck, and so that's that's what's going on here. So we're good.
For the unfunded things that we're looking to get grants on, do we have a thought process in place? Do we know what we're more likely to get grants on than others?
Deputy Mayor, we are in tune with almost all of the grant programs from EDI to the Public Works Improvement Board. The state recently changed their award criteria for the Public Works Improvement Board to award funding to low and disadvantaged communities, and we don't meet those thresholds. So we are less competitive for some of those grant programs. But we, through our lobbying efforts, through the Public Works Improvement Board, through EDI, through FEMA, we've got a call in a couple weeks to how we can maximize the dollars from FEMA for out at Semiahmoo and Parkview Avenue. So we're looking at all aspects, but if it's not on this transportation improvement plan, then we can't go and seek grant funding for it. So some of these projects are aspirational, but that's a good thing. We need to get funding for it.
All right, if there's no further questions.
So just to give you a heads up, we will be presenting it to the council for an ordinance in our next council meeting for approval.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Hello. I'll just say my name for the record. Greg Byrne, Cassie, and everybody knows who I am. So now that's in the record. But just to give you an update on the Peace Portal project. Peace Portal, and they were talking about from Marine Drive to Clark Street, basically Blaine's Main Street. The amenities included crosswalks, minor utility work, fire hydrants, parklets at Clark and Martin Street, landscaping benches, that sort of stuff. Basically outside of the road prism. Our intention is to leave the curb line alone, except for where the curb line needs repair. There are certain areas that even the trees have gotten the curbs, and we're going to address them. So when we kind of last left the story, we were doing records drawing search, hazardous material analysis report, cultural resources report. That was task one. Task two was where we kind of moved into the meat and potatoes of the project, doing design work, kind of laying out what we wanted to do. And I think I also mentioned in the last meeting, which was in January, the Cane Creek washout project, which is slowly developing. I'll defer to the staff. I haven't really been involved in that, but it does have an impact to this area, especially past Martin or past Martin. So you do have to kind of make sure that project integrates. So when I was last year, I had some photographs of the boys that were under certain sidewalk sections between G and H Street. And that was causing some concern. So, and again, I didn't do a PowerPoint. They told me to keep it quick, so I'm trying to do that. The voids, as you know, were caused by the structural walls on either side, and have kind of a reinforced concrete sidewalk on top. Luckily, we were able to do ground penetrating radar, and the good news is we didn't find any other areas that have voids. So the rest of your sidewalks are slab on grade, which means they're supported by dirt or gravel or whatever, and we'll be able to replace those. So that was the good news from that. We completed the surveys and we got existing maps done, and then we held an open house that was sponsored by the City of Wayne staff, and we consolidated the public comments. For those of you that are there, know that was a bunch of post-it notes. That we consolidated down, and then we took those comments, the review comments, as well as past guidance, including Parks Boards. Paul George from Cascade Design Group has been infinitely involved with this project, the Parklet projects from a while ago, and so he was able to take a lot of that data and consolidate down, and we selected pocket parks, tree type, number of trees, tree grades, sidewalk type, stamped concrete. And that answers the question. Instead of brickwork, we're looking to use stamped concrete for ease of maintenance. We're looking to replace the bricks, which generally come out. And then, as you can tell, they're hard to match, so you have a bunch of different types of bricks that are down there now. So we're hoping to make the stamped concrete the standard, as well as the crosswalks be the same color stamped concrete. So the 60% design is out there. And we had to add a few things. There's a structural repair that needs to happen near the H Street Plaza. It's on the sidewalk just past H Street Plaza, and also addressing the crosswalks. One of the things when we were out there doing site visits was that the crosswalks, especially the brick crosswalks, had some damage. So we would like to change those out. Mr. Gotti has a copy of the 22 by 34 drawings here. They're here, and we're actually, the 60% point is a really good, really critical point for a project. And I'll talk more about this later when I get to schedule, but 60% is actually where a lot of times projects can fail, because you can't achieve consensus or you can't move the project forward, and I'll talk a little bit about our plan for that. So the January 8th meeting, we had the goals that we put up on the screen, and I was a military member for a while, and it's always funny that you have these goals and then nobody ever sees them again. So I'm trying to prevent that from happening. Resolve street trees and associated damage, we've addressed that in the 60%. Update the pedestrian amenities, benches, trash receptacles, that's addressed. Sidewalk areas and possible structural concerns, we'll be doing as many of the sidewalks as we can. We looked at areas for sidewalks to save, meaning can we not do this panel or whatever? Really, the answer was no. We need to do the sidewalks everywhere we can. Movement repair, fire hydrants, as many of you know, fire hydrants, some of them are in the walkway. And so we're moving those out of the walkway. And we're also going to replace obsolete fire hydrants, the ones that cannot or be maintained by the crews. And then construct the parklets at the end of Clark and Martin. The cost range, I haven't defined the cost estimate yet. We're working on the 60% cost estimate, so the same estimate that I gave in January between $400,000 and $800,000 still applies. And then we'll break down the 60% cost estimate based on utilities, so you know how much of that is in streets and parks and water and power. So you'll know the difference. pending. We still have a water issue pending. I'll dance on this. The city drawings, the record drawings are a struggle. And there have been plenty of projects that have done downtown work. And what we want to make sure is that the water system that's on the west side is completely decommissioned. The old water system. We want to make sure that that's no longer used and we loop as necessary. So the city crews have actually been very hard at work on figuring this out, and it's been a challenge based on the existing drawings. But we're really close. We think that this week we'll have that figured out. We needed more detailed surveys of the pocket parks because the pocket parks designs kind of expanded. So we needed more detailed surveys, which have been ordered. Some of you may have seen the crews out there. We just haven't gotten the final reports yet. That'll also help us do the stormwater design to make sure that the city's in compliance with stormwater. So as I mentioned, the 60% cost breakdown by utility, that's in progress. And then, you know, kind of we take the 60% review comment and our intention is to go to 95%. And to get that done. So, permitting. The role of WSDOT has evolved. This originally started as a sidewalks only sort of project, but that wasn't going to work because you don't want to put new sidewalks on top of utilities and then dig about that. So, WSDOT sent an email last week indicating that they were going to require a channelization plan. Channelization plan, you got to think of it as kind of a traffic plan on steroids. This is a significant plan that would have to be completed. And I put in calls to WSDOT. I'm working with city staff on this. We really want to keep this out of the channelization plan sort of realm, if we can avoid it. But that's a WSDOT decision, and they specifically mentioned the crosswalks, and I specifically mentioned that the crosswalks needed attention. So we're gonna more to follow on that. But the other thing that WSDOT's in the email, they're gonna be very, they wanna review the landscape plan, but they're also concerned about trees. Right now, the 60% drawings have us going from 45 existing trees to 28 new trees. That's 17 short, and WSDOT is gonna work with us. There's potential to pay for the different trees. That's $300. Per inch of diameter, 4 feet off the ground, so some of those trees are pretty big. It's probably better to relocate the trees either further south or in another location that is acceptable to WSDOT and just replace the trees. So we'll be working on that. But again, WSDOT originally, when we spoke with them, was pretty much that this was a City of Wayne sort of permitting issue. And that has since changed. So we're going to continue to work on that. But that has impact. So based on past experience, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of projects stall at 60%. It's actually happened in the city of Wayne. It's happened almost at every government level. And our intention in the first 3 weeks of June is to prevent that from happening. We as a group, Cascade Engineering Group, the city staff, Cascade Design Group, we're ready to go. Once we have the 60%, we really want to push through to have 95% drawings to City Council by the 24th of June. That's an ambitious plan. It's what we want. We want this project. This project is really important, Wayne, but we also want it done right. We also want it done so that we have the buy-in of the community, and we have the buy-in of council, and we have the buy-in of the staff, but this is what we want to do. That's the real challenge. With that, if council were to agree and the staff were to agree, you could move to bidding this in July, which gives flexibility into when you take the trees out. You could, if it's a fully permitted and designed project, you can decide when the trees come out, when the new trees go in, and also you can decide when better to not impact the businesses. There's going to be impact to the businesses. Some of them on the east side have the ability to bring customers in through the back of the business. That's not as good of an option on the west side. So there's going to be impact to that, and that's got to be chosen. But when you have a completed project permitted and designed, then you have the flexibility to say, here's what we're going to do for it. But that will allow possibly, deferring the trees coming out until January of next year. That's the summary. That's as quick as I can make it.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions?
I don't know if this question is best posed to you or Mr. Harmon. How is the city doing in terms of ADA compliance with its sidewalks, and will this project help improve that if we have room to improve? I don't know.
You want me to start? Before we're going to make the areas that we touch ADA compliant. We're going to drive. In the computer, you take a 36-inch circle and you drive it everywhere. So we're going to make sure that you can do that around, say, the restaurants or the sidewalk areas. Moving the fire hydrants is a big deal for that, too, because right now you have some ramps that exit to a fire hydrant. Those sort of things. That is one of the, and the other thing is to change the width of the brickwork that will now be stamped concrete so that you have an 8-foot sidewalk. So we will plan to adjust that. But the areas that we will be touching, we intend to make ADA compliant, including fixing the crosswalk.
Deputy Mayor. I'll jump in and add one of the things you'll see staff bring back to council probably in this next budget section is funding for an ADA transition plan. We don't have one, we need one. And what we need to do is be incrementally taking and making us more compliant with the ADA Transition Act in every neighborhood, from in placing truncated domes to making sure cross slopes meet ADA requirement, et cetera. As Greg indicated, we know that we've got some restaurant fencing in our downtown area that is too narrow. I don't want to give you the number off the top of my head. I think 3 feet for 5 feet, something like that. But we're going to be looking at ADA as part of the project. We'll achieve a higher level of compliance in our downtown area. And then the $50,000 that Harpier has in this budget to grind and jack sidewalks, we'll just keep making progress every year. But what we need is a plan to say we're going to be in the Salishan neighborhood in 2026 or 27 or 25 or whatever that is. That's what's required of the city.
And as you talk about the 8-foot sidewalks, what are they now, and will the 8-foot sidewalks, that might be getting into the weeds for you, but how will that affect parking and traffic?
Well, won't affect it at all. There's 8-foot there now, it's just used differently.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, there's more than 8 feet on the side, it's just used differently, and making the concrete area 8 feet, the smooth area 8 feet, will standardize kind of the blocks. Okay. It's a different block.
Thanks.
I did hear it actually specified, but are we talking about telling street restaurants they can't have their outdoor seating on the front sidewalk anymore?
That's not part of this project. It will be removed and put back exactly as it is right now.
Oh, removed just to do the work?
Yeah, you have to do the work.
Okay, so that's not necessarily mean we'll have no future of outdoor dining?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Deputy Mayor. It may be possible that the current location of their fencing doesn't align with ADA, so it may have to move by a foot or two, but there is no intention from staff to eliminate outdoor dining. We do need to comply with ADA, so they may need to move it in a foot or two, but that's what we'll work with the Redfield restaurants to do.
But certainly on a case-by-case basis, we can say, well, do we really need a tree in front of a place that has outdoor dining, right, to be able to mitigate some of that issue?
Deputy Mayor, absolutely. And Cascade has done a great job of looking at that street tree placement where the outdoor dining facility are saying, let's move the tree so we can achieve outdoor dining. So, yeah, we are looking at that as part of time.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and close this study session. Give us a few minutes before the 6 p.m. meeting.